ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
We welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7. That man, I tell you what, Mountain Home with a chance to knock off the team that's ranked eighth in the state overall, second in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Why Gilbert had the shot there at the very end, it just did not fall. It looked good, but it just wouldn't go in. And Mountain Home was unable to get the victory as they fall to the Golden Eagles tonight by a score of 41-39. Our Dewey and Sons player of the game is going to be Matt Jones tonight. He ended up with 15 points, played very well down around the paint. He was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Satch Harris ended up with 10 points tonight. Wyatt Gilbert had 7 this evening, 5 for Jake McGee and 2 for Dawson Tabor. For Green County Tech, they also had two players in double figures. Zane Butler ended up with 23 points, 11 of those coming in the third quarter alone. That was the difference. Mountain Home had an 8-point lead at halftime, but Zane Butler was able to use his quickness and also had some key free throws, including a couple of technical free throws in the third quarter, and that pushed Tech back on top. Kate Cancilla ended up with 12 points on the night, 5 for Jake Bolin and 1 for Brendan Chambers. Mount Salem ended up with 13 turnovers on the night. Green County Tech had 8 this evening. This game had 5 ties and 5 lead changes. And again, Mount Salem, boy, just played a very tough Green County Tech team. Took it down to the wire, but just came up short at the end. And with that loss, Mount Salem's going to fall to 9-6 on the season, 0-2 in the 5A East. Green County Tech's going to improve to 15-1 and 2-0. So again, Mount Salem suffers the loss tonight, 41-39. The Lady Bombers start off the night with the victory as they defeat the Green County Tech 51-40. So the two teams come up with a split. And so that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast as well. Our next broadcast will come your way this Friday night. It'll be the first home game of conference play for Mountain Home as they will welcome Paragould to the hangar. We'd love to see you out there if you can make it. If you can't, we'll have the broadcast for you right here, so be sure you tune in. So again, Mountain Home splits with Green County Tech. Girls win, the boys fall, and that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Green County Tech High School in Paragould.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. As Matt said, you can tune in for our next broadcast only 3 days from now, this Friday evening. The scheduled tip-off is for 6 o'clock, and also, as he said, it'll be the first conference home game as Mountain Home returns to the hangar to face Paragould. Once again, you've been listening to Bomber Basketball, and if you've missed any part of this broadcast or other broadcasts, or if you just want to relive the game, you can go to our website at KTLO.com, click on podcasts, and click on Bomber Sports. I'm Joe Shipman. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.